Hey everyone, this is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I hope everybody is doing all right. I am out here with this talented artist. Oh my goodness, this talented artist. He goes by the name of Jabril Youssef. Mixes folk, hip-hop, and R&B influences to create an expansive and visionary pop. The non-binary artist who hails from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, embodies a belief that radical acceptance and authentic intimacy can heal our broken world. Jabril's debut, Wild Love, was named one of the Milwaukee's top 10 albums of 2021. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And its lead single, Electric, was a finalist for Song of the Year. Oh, finalist for Song of the Year. Okay, Song of the Year in the radio? In the radio? Congratulations again. Let me get a high five in Milwaukee Music Awards. This is what I'm talking about. I love that. I remember when I first met you, when you came to Atlanta, and I'm happy that I see you grow. And I'm happy that I'm going to continue to see you grow, because you're going to come up to the top, because you are there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure.
So are you still living in Milwaukee right now?
I am back there for the time, yes. After I was here in January, I popped out to Hawaii, and I thought that I might be there for a little while. Didn't work out as was planned, so, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee, and I went back there kind of to collect myself and kind of, you know, get my mind and my body and my energy right, and that's what I've been in the process of doing over the last few months, preparing to hope soon release some new music. That's one of the reasons why I came back here to Atlanta. I was recording last week and played a show in Nashville on the way.
Yes.
So, you know, trying to do my best, and like I said, do things along the way. It seems to be the best way to accomplish.
Yeah.
Can I say whatever I want here? Okay.
It's raw talk.
good. So yeah, I'm just excited about, you know, where my life is going. I'm kind of in this mode of, you know, get my, like, just accomplish my stuff. Like, do what I need. I have certain goals, you know, set for myself in terms of earning and all of that stuff. And then I just, I have, you know, a couple creative projects that I've put front and center for myself. You know, obviously the music and this new project. I'm not sure exactly what it'll be called this yet. Maybe Rule the Night.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah, the name of one of the songs. It'll be three songs. And I, you know, I have more in the hopper, so we'll see more coming out, you know, in the months to come. But that, and I recently finished the first draft of a screenplay that I've been working on.
Okay, you working.
Yeah, you know, so I do things all across the board.
I
as
love
well.
That.
I have a podcast I produce. One of the big things that I've been focusing on is since February, and actually I started at the end of 2020. And did a run of seven episodes of a variety show, and then I picked that up earlier this year when I came back from Hawaii. You know, it was actually right before I left, and I've been doing that every week since. I go live on my Facebook page at 8:00 Central for about 30 minutes, and I'll talk about, you know, the news of the day. Some, you know, whatever's on my mind, and kind of just process, being able to process the week, and then I share a song, you know, at the end. So it's an opportunity to be like live and present with each other, and I'm really excited about that, and just generally, like I said, you know, where I'm going, my direction in life. Because I finally have one.
Yes, you found your purpose. That's what I'm talking about. I like the fact that you are, you want to interact with the people that wants to listen to what you have to say, because you have a story. We all have a story, but I heard a few things, because I tune into your stuff now, and I know you have a podcast, because I remember when you started it. I was watching your gram. And actually, what is your Facebook for that people could know where to find you when you go
So online? People can find me everywhere as Jabril Youssef. It's my website, it's my social profiles, it's J-A-B as in beautiful, R-I-L, Y-O-U as in you,
yeah.
S as in Sally, E, F as in Frank. So you can, like I said, put that in, put a .com after it, put an at in front of it. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. And yeah, I do, you know, I will say something that people need to know about me is I am not a capitalist. So, you know, where people do, like, it's not about the music. I mean, the music is something that I produce. I paint as well. You know, I'm an artist. I consider myself an artist. Yes. But that's just what I need to create and produce and share in order to, like, survive in this world. And I've, you know, made an effort to make it easy for people to support me. So, you know, you can support me by, like, please go out and stream my music.
Yes,
Wisdom said, I released Wild Love last year, 7 songs. There will be more out there soon. But, you know, you can stream my music. You can share my stuff online. You can subscribe to my Patreon community where you have the ability to support me, whether it's $1 or $10 a month, whatever, you know, you like. And then you get a window into my process, and I share full versions of my show there and other, you know, demos and behind the scenes content and progress updates and all that good stuff. But it really is about, you know, it's about creating community, and you say, like, interacting with people.
Yes.
You know, that's number one for me. Is I feel like life is about relationships. And so I'm looking, at this point in my life, I'm looking for, you know, people who are willing to be partners with me, and build something. I'm looking for, and I feel like in the process of building some lifelong relationships, and I'm really happy about that. And then the other thing that I've kind of set for myself is, and I've already kind of been there in my life, but something that even more so I'm looking to do is to see from as many perspectives as possible. So,
I love that.
Yeah, it's been difficult. It's been a challenge for me to operate in this world that we have.
Hey, shit ain't easy. You know that shit ain't easy. And then on top of that, the retrograde that just passed too. So yeah, we go ahead.
The great thing about that is I strive for balance, and so I find myself just pretty even keeled through all this stuff. You know, when I'm with myself, like, I'm at peace. I have peace, and I know what that feels like. And so it's funny sometimes for me to be interacting with other people when we're going through these, you know, moon cycles and all this kind
energy
of stuff. And you know, not to be judgmental, but if you resonate with this, check yourself out for a second. Something that I've identified, or my theory on this, is like the more separated we are from our true selves, and then like retrograde comes up, right, or the full moon comes out, and then we get a little crazy because I think that the true self does come out. And if we aren't, like, in tune with that, it can manifest in really, like,
chaotic ways.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, you know, I don't, I hope that everyone can find a place where they come into knowing with themselves. And I'm not so arrogant to think that I know every bit and piece of myself. I'm still in the process of learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like I have a pretty good understanding of who I am, what I am, you know, and the way that I act and interact and operate. And so, you know, gratefully, when those things come up, I'm able to kind of just continue being myself. And
that's
what I'm talking about.
You heard what they said. Continue being yourself and don't let nobody fuck up your energy. Always create that balance. Always create that peace. Now, I do want to ask you this question, because you said that you performed in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what other states you performed at. I know Atlanta you performed as well. So we got Atlanta, we got Nashville. What's the next?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves too much. I think you've named for the most well, I probably did something while I was out in Hawaii.
Hawaii. But let's add it. We gotta add it to the tour.
Well, here we go. I mean Milwaukee, Wisconsin, definitely. That is where I grew up. I was born in Los Angeles. My parents were living in Pasadena at the time, but brought me back to Wisconsin before I was a year old. Yeah, in case any of you were wondering where Milwaukee is, it's in the state of Wisconsin. No, we do not have cows, and we live right next to our neighbor. Milwaukee is the largest metro area in Wisconsin. We're not all dairy farmers. Only an hour and a half north of Chicago. We've been described by the New York Times in maybe the last 4 years as Chicago's cool little sister that you want to hang out with. Mm. We also have some infamous distinctions. We recently took the title of most segregated city in the country from Detroit.
Okay.
Wisconsin is also known as the worst state to raise a black child, one of which I have. So. This, you know, it's a complicated and interesting place to be. And I love Milwaukee. Like I love you love your family,
yeah.
You know, all the like ins and outs and the ugly parts, mm-hmm. You know, the great areas and all of that too. So my first big performance was there last year. I did my album release for Wild Love at a spot called No Studios, and that was really my first performance as an artist. I grew up, you know, I've been singing since I was maybe 3 years old. You know, my mom is a singer, and that's my kind of primary instrument. I started piano around 10 or 11. I picked up a guitar for the first time at 14. And made some
skills.
Made some valiant attempts at songwriting that no one will see because it's just not worth sharing.
It was the draft.
Yeah. But more recently, it was 2018 that I got together with a few friends and decided to do some writing, and then. Picked up guitar in January 2019, and I've been teaching myself guitar since then. Learning more about music theory and songwriting.
I want to learn the guitars.
It's, you know, six. So music is essentially just made up out of six chords. You have 12 notes that repeat over and over again, and six mostly, you know, chords that are in each key. So, you know, I tell people with songwriting, it's really not so difficult to get into it. You can, if you start, you know, playing the guitar tomorrow and you learn the six chords, most of them open in the key of C, you can start writing music right away. And that's one of the things that I love about music, is that no matter whether you're a beginner or whether you know you're Bach or Mozart, you know, you can make music. And it's not necessarily the complexity of music that makes it quote-unquote good either. I think people can resonate with things that are very, very simple, mm-hmm. and I love that. So yeah, you know, I've really been in a process of emerging as an artist over just the last 3 or 4 years. The pandemic had a big played a big role in that.
It gave me
some time to what was the pandemic like for you? I was able to kind of like get in a little cocoon and bubble
refocus, regroup. That's almost how I did it as well. It was a lot of open mics that was going on Instagram. I guess a lot of producers and top hosts was bored and decided to do a live open mic. I was over here creating something called Live Hopping. Shout out to Codename, my homeboy Spades, because he actually helped me with creating this group, Live Hopping. I used to say that. We're live hopping. We were going from one live to the next live to the next live.
Just keep it going.
You know? And so we created a whole workshop on Instagram, a whole, like, put a group of poets, young poets on Instagram. We called it Live Hopping. part one or live hopping part two. And there we would practice our poetry and we would have a workshop. We would FaceTime each other. It'd be like 10 faces there. Mm-hmm. So on one, or probably six, I'm not sure of the max of the FaceTime, the group chat on Instagram, but when one leave, the next one come in, like we all kind of rotated in the group chat and it was cool. We was doing it for probably like a year.
Isn't that great? We found different, unique, like innovative ways to connect.
Yep.
And then, you know, like our kids, right? How did they stay in touch with their friends? I mean, mine was like through video games, you know, and they're like,
games
and they like do it with their friends. And I mean, I think that's so interesting just to see how we cope with different situations and
we adapted,
you know. I'm even on that note, some people are like, you know, and I feel this sometimes, but I think I have a generally pretty healthy relationship with my, you know, my mobile device. I don't feel the need to be attached to it all. Okay.
That's good. You in tune with the nature. That's what it is. Don't worry. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right? Listen, the only reason I'm on any of these things is for y'all.
Right?
So if not, I would be living a hermit-like existence.
Right, drinking mimosas. Right, like that.
maybe. It would probably be like a glass of wine, a nice scotch whiskey.
I enjoy
a gin martini every once in a while.
Y'all heard what they like now.
Getting it down the pronouns. Yeah, but that's really every once in a while. I'm very sparse on that stuff. You know, I do. I would rather enjoy some edible cannabis, than, you know.
Oh yeah, you got to talk to Cave Girl Cookie. Holla at Cave Girl Cookie in Atlanta. You know the vibes.
I know her. She's great.
Yes, yeah. That's my sister. Like, that's what's up.
You know, I love that, and I wish that. I mean, okay, let's take this as an opportunity to say, why is this shit that's natural illegal when we have how many deaths every year from alcohol, and who's dying, who's getting in fights on cannabis? Like,
no,
it's
one.
The god drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I hesitate to call it a drug, you know. It's a medicine, I believe. But you know, for the most part, I find it necessary to kind of like raw dog existence, so I'm out here sober a lot of the time because, you know, I feel like that keeps me in tune with myself and the reality of the situation, and allows me to, even though it's not comfortable all the time, and I know this is the reason why people use some of these substances, is you know, the emotional reality of our existence can be painful sometimes, because I do feel like there's a lot of, you know, stress and pressure coming at us based on the society that we've created around us. And it's just a shame. So,
that's the anxiety.
So I'm out here on the front lines. I'm doing it for y'all.
Right. You know. Sober too, on top of that. I love it. The fact, and also I wanted to say something. I noticed that you are, again, creating your genre. You have a mix of folk, hip hop, and R&B. Right,
it's a little unusual, right?
But I love it, though.
Genres that you don't necessarily always hear thrown together.
Because the reason why I love it so much is because this right here is going to create. It is creating a buzz. It's creating something new, a trend that we are looking for. You know, I have a friend. Shout out to Afro Punta. Shout out to Lil June. He started a genre called Afro Punta. Mm. Now, my culture is from Hondurians, we're from Central America. We listen to something called punta, right? So he combined the Afro beat with punta. So it's Afro punta. So he did that. And he's
Isn't
been
that beautiful, making
what?
New things.
When I tell you that he blew up, and when he first started, nobody believed. You know, yeah, you know how it is becoming an artist and being out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nobody believed him.
Tell you gotta fit into all of these boxes of what quote unquote success looks like. Now, first of all, determine what success looks like for yourself. Because
exactly.
A lot of people out here don't know, and they're getting money, and they get money, and they get money, and they get more money, and they got all the money, and they got all the things, and they're sad. Because they never defined what success was for them. And they went with kind of what this culture tells them success is. But yeah, you know, I love, like, I am not like anything or anyone that you've ever seen. Right. And that's the best part.
Yes.
I think about being us.
Yes.
And I really do feel like everyone has that inside of them. We've just been taught to silence it, again, by this culture that tells us we got to kind of fit in and be normal and just go to your job. And, you know, really has people out here acting more like robots than people.
You watch SpongeBob?
No.
Oh my God, hold on. There was an episode of SpongeBob when Squidward told him to act normal. So this is how he said normal. He's like, hi, Squidward. I'm normal. He was like that for like a whole week. And Squidward was going crazy. Like, no, get back to you. Like, this is not what I wanted.
I see you.
Yes.
Don't give me what you think I want or what you think you're supposed to do. Or, you know, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And I love that. And so, you know, when you talk about influences, like, again, one of the ways that I identify is as an Arab American. I have Lebanese heritage in me, and, you know, we have a rich tradition of music and I think just artistic expression. And then, you know, I like Milwaukee, again, being in like in that kind of place and that energy, which is honestly, it's a hard place to live for a lot of people, you know, kind of causes us to find innovative solutions, really, really find ourselves, because we have to be in touch with, like,
yeah,
who
the
we
spirit
are, you
yeah.
know, in order to, it's a battle against those forces that would, you know, turn us into everyone else. And then there's also, you know, I would say that, like, I, in Milwaukee and elsewhere too, you know, I'm not black, but I've connected with, you know, the black community and black culture in different areas and ways. And so that's something that I, you know, love and appreciate. And, you know, a lot of that is, you know, R&B and hip hop. Like, it's a big part of that culture.
Yes.
And I love it. And it's something that, you know, I'm working more into my music as well, because I just love, like, I feel like it helps me bring out the soul in me, right? There's just something about, like, R&B that really, like, it's about, like, sinking into and like really feeling the notes that you're singing, right? It's it's not like sterilized or, you know, without any feel, you know, the feeling
yes.
is there, and that, you know, I love that. And then there's
like
something about yes, like
yeah.
actually soul,
yeah.
right? Like, that's why they call it, you know,
yeah.
oh, it's so, you know, and then hip hop, you know, the flow, like just the rhythm and the words, and, you know, poetry too is something that
I was about to ask you if you thinking about doing spoken word.
No,
into
not really.
Into it or not.
We'll see where I go and how I grow and progress. Poetry was something that I self-published a book of poetry in 2017 or 2008. That was kind of the precursor to my musical emergence, and I think was an important chapter for me, because it really helped me think about, you know, like putting words together in that kind of form. Now my poetry, you know, just goes into my songwriting.
It's spoken word now. Now you went from reading to performing it. So it's poetry and spoken word. So you do spoken word now.
I do spoken and sung word.
Yeah,
to music,
yeah.
You know?
With the background behind it.
Right,
I love it.
Right. I just had to pick up the guitar and
have you ever been to Peter Street?
No.
Okay, so Monday nights at Peter Street, right? Not the other. I mean, I talk about Monday nights. So anyway, Peter Street, they have a band, a live band where spoken word artists come and they do their spoken word.
I love that.
Sometimes they will read it, the poetry, because there's a difference between poetry and spoken word, but it's the same words. It's just performing it versus reading it. So
yes.
Going to Peter Street, they do spoken word, and the band goes behind their words. They
yes.
go with their flow, and it sounds like, wow. I'm going to get goosebumps, like listening to Jill Scott. Shout out to Jill Scott. Beautiful word.
Shout out to Lauryn Hill.
Yes, baby. We talking now. Let's get it. So, like, yeah, that's the type of vibe that Peter Street gives. I haven't been there yet. So, shout out to Peter Street. They do that every Monday. I'm thinking of going pretty soon because now my Monday nights are free. Yeah. So, I'm thinking about going there. But yeah, that's the place where they have the guitar, the drums, and all these things. And they playing the music behind the spoken word.
I do have to say that I identify more with spoken word artists than poets at this point in my journey because it kind of puts me off when, no offense to anyone who's doing this, but like challenge yourself a little bit, you know? You get up and like you got the words and you're reading it in front of people, like, yeah, and I've done that before. You know, I've done poetry. Like I said, with my work. But there's just something I think about like having it in you that is different. You know, like having the words of my songs memorized and in me. It's a part of me, and I imagine it might be a similar thing as a spoken word artist, right?
Yes.
It's like I don't need any paper. Nope. Like don't give me like take the cliff notes away.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm doing this from memory. Like this is me. And this again, it's something you can't take away from me. No matter what you do, no matter how much you might, you know, you could imprison me, you could beat me, you know, like I will still have this in me.
Yep.
And I think that's been a big part of my journey in terms of like I'm a minimalist, and I've gone through a process over the last few years. I sold my house at the end of last year, of just stripping away and bearing down, the amount of like belongings that I have. And so, you know, mostly what I have essentially can fit in my car at this point. And I really love that because it's also been a process of realizing that, you know, I think we do, a lot of us do this, you know, we, again, in this culture, you know, we're taught to be consumers and to get these things, and you have to have these things to be a success. Again, define success for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and that I found that I want to build up myself. You know, I want to build my internal memory and skills. And again, you know, that's something that can never be taken away from you. You can rob me, you can this or that, you know.
Yeah, we
but
couldn't take
that will always be with me. All I have to do is get another guitar
and that's
type
it.
Of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And I agree. I used to have books when I first came up. I would have books, I would read, I would have my phone, I would read, but I didn't know, like, I won't say my purpose, but I wouldn't know how beautiful it sounds without a book and without a phone. So what I started to do is, like, okay, I wrote these experiences. This is my work. Why I'm not, no, even if I could freestyle in between the sentences if I forget, right? So that's where I changed my mentality.
Right, and no one knows. And that's the greatest.
You see, yeah, just do it, right? Because that's what makes you a real artist.
And an artist, if you're listening to this, never apologize for your work. Never say, you know, and if you screw up during it, don't tell people. They will never know. They will never. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Just keep going. It's a practice.
Exactly. And that's what you do. You are practicing. Like we said, there's no anybody take it away for people that do read their poetry and everything. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But challenge yourself.
Challenge yourself. Exactly. Because it's going to be to the point in which you're going to want to perform what you're saying. You want to feel what you're saying, and you want people, you want that crowd control. You want people to know what you're saying.
It's the art of being present. That's the art that I think I practice more so than any of my specific artistic, you know, pursuits. It's that art, it's the art of living. Mm-hmm. And the art of being there. And so I've said to people too, you know, if I'm getting up on stage and I'm not doing something that's a little scary, what am I doing? You know, it's like every time that I get up on stage, I want to be challenging myself. And so, you know, like, for example, I have a show in Milwaukee on August 1st. And it's a really special show for me because it's at the open mic where I first shared both my poetry and my music in public. And I have the pleasure of going back there as a feature. And what I'm doing, I'm very excited about what I'm doing too, because I'm going to take these. So I'm, like I said, I'm here recording new music. I've got these three songs that I'm, you know, hoping to be able to share with y'all very soon. And I'm going to be playing those interspersed with some prosatry. So it's a mix, kind of a mix of poetry and prose.
Okay.
That I've written. And so I'm challenging myself to, you know, this was something, like I said, that I've written, that I've shared with some people in private and gotten very, very positive responses to. This is the first time that I'll be sharing this work in public. And I'm challenging myself to commit it to memory, because I feel like, you know, it's an opportunity for me. You know, like, why do this show if not, like, every show is an opportunity for me to grow.
I love that.
Put myself out there and be accountable, you know. And so I found that's essential for me in my life. It's essential to create opportunities like this one, like coming here to do some recording. I'm in the process of putting together a fall tour where I'll be making my way out to the West Coast, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles. So keep an eye out for me if you're out that way. But, you know, that I need to be expressing myself creatively. And if I'm not doing that, I can find myself in depressive states, you know, isolating.
That's how I am sometimes. I'm a whole Cancer, so I'll be in my shell, so I know.
You're a Cancer, that's why we get along so well.
My birthday is July 10th.
I got water all over my chart.
Why you think we're here?
Yeah, we are right next to a lake. There's a little fountain in the middle. You can see this.
It's so beautiful, and it feels great. And then we got a pool right next to us, too. So, like, we got water everywhere.
If it's hot where you are, find yourself in some water.
Yes.
That'd be nice. And don't die.
No, please don't. We don't need that. So, going back to this genre that you are creating, what is the name of your genre? Have you thought of that?
I don't know yet. I will say, one of the things I'm also in the process of doing is creating a personal accountability and development curriculum, which I'm calling Jabril Yourself.
Yourself!
But I won't be so arrogant to, like, name a genre after me. But you know, like, I think does that bring back some memories for y'all?
Right,
like, right back to, like 5 or 6, and the ice cream truck comes by, and you run to the street.
Yes.
Mom, Dad, give me $1 or $2. Yo. How much did it cost to buy ice cream?
That should probably be $3 now.
$5, like $7. I saw a $7 taco here yesterday. I know.
No.
I was like, gentrification.
Inflation.
It was a white dude playing hip hop in the place, too. I know. And it's like, can we...
Not even... let's take it back to Mexico, y'all. Let's get the tacos for $2.
Right, I'm like, do you have, like, one of those legit spaces that's like run by a straight up Mexican family?
Oh yeah,
and, like,
that.
You know, like, three tacos for $7. Like, find those places, please.
Yes.
Support your local, like, real people.
Yes.
Back to the music is, like, think about the artists that you love the most, right? Like, a lot of them probably really are, like, created their own sound, their own way of doing it, right? Like, who was Michael Jackson before Michael Jackson? Like, Prince, David Bowie, you know, like, think about these people who were, like, really, really left their mark on the music world, and not only the music world, but, like, culture, you know, in general.
Yes.
Like, they weren't trying to be anyone else. And I think that's one of the really, devious thoughts or, like, vibes that people can put out these days. Again, people will tell you to fit into all these boxes to succeed because, oh, you got to do this and you got to do this and, you know, you don't want to sound too much like this. And this is what mainstream music is successful right now.
Yeah.
But
blah, 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 blah,
there's
blah.
So many problems with the mainstream music that is, quote unquote, successful, you know? So this is another one that, like... Find your local artists, because I guarantee wherever you are, you have amazing people making innovative music in your community that probably no one knows about. And so, again, isn't this one of the rushes of, like, finding, discovering someone.
Yes.
Right?
That, it's a big open market right now, too.
That no one knows, being able to tell all your friends about this person that you discovered because, like, there's something in their music that you just resonate, that resonates with you, and they're not like anything or anyone else, or maybe they are able to speak to your experience in a specific way that, you know, that other music or other things, like, don't. You know, so, again, I would just encourage, like, this is my message. I want to encourage everyone to be yourself.
Yes.
You know, find that unique thing or things or, you know, way of being that works for you and do that. Because the beautiful part is that none of us are the same. And we all have our gifts to give in different areas. And that's one of the things that I love about people.
And I love that you're able to say that, because a lot of people out here don't have that clarity. A lot of people are going through a healing process. I know I am. I was going through a broken heart. I felt numb for a while, but I had to put myself in that cocoon to refocus, regroup. Don't give nobody the aggression I feel, because it has nothing to do with nobody. And I had to go ahead and come out to the world and give to my peoples. Because I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through. And as I can speak, because I'm a motivational speaker, and even as an artist, we are artists, we are delivering the message to the world, you know? And this is, we are how can I explain this? We are the messengers.
Mm.
We are the healers.
Yeah, yeah. And what you talk about, what you describe, is something that I've observed women are particularly good at like, taking on the pain of this world and creating beauty from it. And so this is one of, you know, I identify as non-binary. I embody masculine and feminine energies in me, and I identify closely with women, and particularly in the creative process. Like, what I have identified is that when I'm writing songs, you know, like, I'm channeling the divine feminine. And that's just, you know, that's something that I wish more of us could tune into and tap into. You know, again, as someone who, like, grew up in my early days, I was told to be a white man, 'cause that's what would, you know, that's what would be best for me in this world. Well, I never really fit into either one of those boxes, but, you know, a lot of young men, you know, if we have any young men who are listening to this, you know, and I know you know how, you know, be a man, those, like, messages of kind of just, like, grin and bear it, you know, like, take care of your stuff. And there's an element to that that's, like, very true and good. It's, like, I don't think we should be burdening each other people, and that we should, I would like to have the emotional competence in myself to process my own emotions, you know, and not let those overwhelm me or affect the relationships around me. But there is this a really toxic, you know, energy that a lot of men in our society are getting sold, that is kind of like, you have to be hard, you have to be this and that. And I just want to tell you, you know, again, we are unique, and you can be whoever you are authentically. You know, don't let the conventions of the society make you into something that you aren't. And, you know, being able to tap into our emotions, feel our emotions, process them, I think that's something that everyone needs to be able to do. And then, again, don't be afraid
of
those
feminine parts.
Baby's kid,
I was about to say.
Part, you know?
Like, yeah.
You see me out, and, again, not everyone is me, but like, you see me out, you know, on a Saturday night, you might come across me in heels and a dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other times, I mean, I'm more fluid, you know, and I move in and out of things. So, like, right now, I got my flip-flops and
look at all cute.
A jean jacket.
And shit.
You know,
yes, and all comfortable.
but yeah, so yeah, just be you.
Well, you heard what they said. Be you. And I agree with everything that you said, because they say you
can say
yeah,
you.
You can say, okay. I'm learning, you know, but I definitely agree with you say, because a lot of men that I know, they come to me in closed doors. They They cry babies, you know what I'm saying? And they would say to me, I cannot be like this outside because I'm not considered a man, you know? And I put their head on my chest. I got you. Cry. Do what you need to. Let it out. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. You know, be you. And a lot of men that came towards me too, they didn't even know how to tap into their sexuality as well. Because they was afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was able to take that out of them. Because I don't judge. I'm not the one to be like, oh, you're not a man because you like this. Or you're, nah, I don't do none of that. Like, I accept you for who you are. And I'm going to say that right now. It's Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I accept you for who you are. No, you can be half horse, half man. I will accept you for who you are until you change that factor. Meaning, you come, you give me who you are, but then you're showing me something different. And now I have the choice to keep it moving. God bless you. You be right there. I'm be over here. I love you from afar. And I had to do that shit recently.
And no one needs to be afraid of butt sex.
You know? Ain't nobody be so
too many people out here. I think. And I want to address this too because of the timing. It was yesterday, 2 days ago. The Supreme Court officially struck down Roe versus Wade. And which, you know, changes the access to abortion in at least 22 different states, including Georgia. Y'all have a pretty restrictive 6-week ban on abortion. And I just want to, you know, I just want to affirm that my overriding belief, and this is something, you know, men, please listen to this too, is that is of bodily sovereignty and autonomy. And that, you know, within that, I think we have to have the conversation of, like, I would like to have a consent-based society and economy rather than a control, power and control-based society. Because, you know, we had a little conversation before we got on here and started recording about, you know, I made a new friend who really put it to me in different words, is that, like, a lot of the people who are climbing up the ladders of quote-unquote success in this world are, like, assaulting people, essentially. And that to a certain degree in this society, to be viewed as dominant, quote-unquote, you have to really assault people, kind of like take what you want, do what you want. Yeah. And I just don't believe that is not a way. That is certainly a way to accumulate things for yourself if that's what you are out here to do. But if we're talking about a way of being that respects the dignity of every human being, that's not what that is. So, you know, when we talk about power and control, I think, you know, people who have traditionally identified as men and women have attempted to gain those things for themselves in different ways, and really the power that all of us have that can't or shouldn't be taken away from us is the power to make decisions about our own life and our own bodies. And so, you know, I just wanted to say that in context of where we're at right now.
Yes, too. I love that. I could talk to you for hours.
Hours. Would y'all listen?
It.
That's the question.
Yeah. if you got to replay it. You heard what they said. Make sure you let people know again where to find you on all your social media.
Yeah. So again, you can find me at Jabril Youssef on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. That's JABRILYOUSEF. It's also my website, JabrilYousef.com. Please go out there, check out the music. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me on YouTube, wherever, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, wherever you listen to music, I am there. So
Google
please,
him.
Google them.
Oh, Google them. Google them. Google them. I'm learning.
And respect my identity.
Yes.
But I hope y'all love me. I love all of you. And please, yeah, find me, follow me, say something to me, you know, comment on my on one of my posts or send me a message. I'm out here to engage with people.
Yes.
So, you know, I would love to do that. And I hope you all have enjoyed getting to know me a little more.
I know I definitely enjoyed it. And I learned a lot, too. I learned a lot from you, your perspectives, and even you giving the people advice to be you, you know. And a lot of people are afraid to be themselves. And the expression that we're able to give everyone, to give them that guidance to be them, that's a very powerful, all right? That's a very powerful, and we love you guys. So this is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. You make sure you follow me on Instagram. You could Google me too. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Y'all make sure you have a great night, a great day on purpose. And thank you for listening.